Aircheckdownloads.com.
There is a Friday tune for you, Rihanna. Don't stop the music here on Heart. It is Feel Good Friday, 11 minutes past five. I'm David Farrell with you as you make your way home for the weekend. If you've just got into the car and work is done for the week, how good does that feel? 2 days off from the world right now on Heart. Sam Smith and Dancing with a Stranger.
I don't want to be alone tonight.
Oh, yes, perfect for Friday. Lost Frequencies and Callum Scott. Where are you now here on Heart? I'm David Farrell, and you know what, I feel like I've learned a lot this week, because earlier on in the week I obviously found out there's another name for the outsider on your loaf, the heel, amongst other names. And today I've also learned that there's actually like a uniform code for taxi drivers. So things like no shorts, no baseball caps, no tracksuit, certain types of polo shirts, actually a thing. I did not know that. And I also realised that there is one board, one council board, looking to update the guide for taxi driver uniforms in Scotland, in North Ayrshire, actually. Is this a thing, though? I want to hear from you. 82122, put Scott at the start. Taxi drivers of Scotland, do you abide by the uniform codes? If you're on the roads right now, I'm going to see how the roads are looking home for you next.
Scotland. Getting you home. With Tesco.
Ace of Base and The Sign on Hearts. It is Friday. I'm David Farrell. And are you off out tonight? Maybe over the weekend you got the taxi sorted? Well, you might want to check out your driver's uniform, because there are actually official guidelines on what taxi drivers can and cannot wear. This is news to me, right? And it is genuinely actually a thing. And some of those rules might be changing, meaning our driver's going to have to get even smarter. Let us speak to Davey, who's a taxi driver in Beath. Hi, Davey.
Hi, David.
So what's your taxi outfit tonight? What have you got on just now?
I'm actually doing a wee one back from Sockets. Dress shoes, dress trousers, a collared shirt and a jacket.
Right, nice and smart. That's the kind of taxi I would like to get in, Davey. Now, I'll be honest, this kind of dress code thing is new to me. Has this been in place, like, forever?
It's been in for a while, yeah, right. A few years. You've got to wear a collared shirt, no jeans, and dress shoes.
According to the new proposed updates to the driver's uniform or guidelines, is that you can't wear things like trackies, you couldn't wear a baseball cap. Do you know what? I respect that there is the uniform, because you want to get into a smart taxi. What about the back of your taxi, Davey? What's been the worst outfit you've seen in the back of your taxi?
I don't want to get down that road.
Look, Davey, I think you must be officially the smartest dressed taxi driver in the whole of Scotland, and hopefully it gets you a couple of extra tips this weekend when folk get into the taxi now.
One will probably be, don't be a taxi driver. That'll be the best tip I'll ever get.
Now, would you quite like to see maybe a dress code for passengers getting in your taxi?
Listen, mate, I've seen some states getting into my car, bro. No way could you turn around and tell me we get dressed up.
David, I hope you have a good weekend on the taxi. Thanks for talking to me.
No problem, David.
Cheers, David. And right now on Heart, Harry Styles.
Things haven't been quite the same. Aircheckdownloads.com.